quién hablé con la mini. Twitter.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. We're going to have our first regular meeting in the new school year. First, I want to open the meeting to the public, the comment from the public. First, we have the request from Mr. Nicholas Gibbs.
Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the school board, Dr. Mafi, staff, community members, and guests. My name is Nicholas Dibbs. I'm a community member from trustee area number one. A couple of things to go over that I'd like to bring up. Number one, I want to thank Dr. Mafi and Mr. Nakano for getting our board policies up on the website. It's a really great that you have them up now. I brought it up at the July board meeting and followed up with an email the following day on July 19th. Thank you to you and your staff for getting the board policies up for the public and the community members, staff and students, parents, to be able to see what the policies are. So thank you very much. I'd like to bring to the board's attention that board policy 8120C provides for up to 5 minutes. I would suggest that when we only have one or two or three speakers, you give us up to 5 minutes. That would be nice. With regard to last time in the August meeting, I brought up that candidates, whether it's myself or someone else, candidates running for school board should be allowed to have up to 400 words instead of restricted to the 200 words. So could we get the board's approval for that for future elections? And if somebody could please get back to me on that, if hopefully you can bring it up at the next board meeting. I want to thank Kelly McCamus for getting the Youth and Government Day program going, which I understand from the city is going to happen on Tuesday, February 20th, the day following President's Day, when approximately 50 students from the district will participate with the city council members and with key staff in the city. Now, that's a program that I participated in as a high school student, and it went along for a number of years, and then there was about a 20-year hiatus, and I brought it to Bao Nguyen's attention when he was mayor and to the city council, and they've been working on it in conjunction with the district. So thank you very much for getting that going. Okay. All right, now let's go to closed session here. According to board policy 8120E, 8120F part two, people are allowed to present directly to the board specific concerns they have in closed session. And I have a couple items to bring to the board's attention in closed session that is too sensitive to present in open to the public. So I would like to request an opportunity to meet in closed session with the board. Lastly, I'm running out of time, so I have one more request, but I would like an extension of time if I could.
Oh, you allowed to one more minute?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. We as a nation must have fair elections. And so I've reviewed the board policies now that they're online. There is nothing in our board policies that I can find, and if I'm wrong, I hope, you know, it'll be brought to my attention. But there's nothing in the board policies that making it clear that any staff members that work for the district are not to use school district resources, time, etc., to influence school board elections or any other election for that matter. So I want to ask the board to please implement a policy as soon as possible that making it clear to all the staff that The staff is not to participate or do anything in any way whatsoever to affect or influence school board elections when they're on school time, and they're not to use any school district resources for such purposes. So I want to ask that the board make that policy clear and put it in writing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Depp. I understand that you had a request for a closed session. I will ask the superintendent to look into that and coordinate. If there is such a thing, then we will contact you if we come to that. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next request is from Ms. Tina Gurney, president of the Education Association.
Good evening, President Nguyen, board members, Dr. Mafi, staff, and guests. Welcome back. I'm excited for the 2017-18 school year and look forward to working together as we continue our conversations about what helps our students and those who serve them. Our teachers, nurses, and teacher librarians have spent the last few weeks going to trainings, attending meetings, and planning their lessons. We look forward to assisting our second year temp teachers to become probationary, and we know all of our educators are excited to meet their students and help them achieve. I was honored to attend the opening of the Family Resource Center last month. GGA is committed to working with the district to have our members become aware of the services being offered. We also plan to find other ways we can support our community partners. I was excited to see that 5 more schools received HVAC over the summer and that a new study was completed so plans could be made for the remaining 19 schools. Working together to pass 2 bond measures verifies that our partnership can have great success. I look forward to visiting more schools that have been modernized to see their transformation. However, we need to remember those students and those teachers who opened school this year in sweltering classrooms. Fans and rotating schedules don't adequately address the needs during these extreme heat waves. Over the summer, we met with our special education members to review where we are and make plans for the school year. As students move back to their home schools, we plan to work with the Special Ed Office and the Office of Elementary Education to ensure this transition is successful for our members and their students. We are pleased that we are able to bargain lower class sizes and release time for our special educators, which will help our students succeed even more in school. As I begin my last year as president of GGA, I know there is so much more I want to accomplish. I've learned so much about leadership, working with others, and problem solving in the last 5 years. All that I have learned will stay with me as I return to teaching in the fall. And until then, I will continue to enjoy this adventurous role advocating for our GGA members. Thank you.
Now come our exciting section of the meeting today. I would like to welcome the board, very excited to welcome our new administrator for the school year 2017 and 18. With that, I'd like to introduce Ms. Kelly McCamus and also Ms. Valerie Rousset to introduce our new administrator. Oh, I'm sorry, just Mr. McCamus. You can handle that.
I'll try. Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the board, staff, community members, and guests. It's a wonderful evening tonight as I'm pleased to announce this secondary new administrators to our team. And before I begin to give you a little information about the wonderful men that they are, I'd like to have them join me at the podium. Would Mr. Sean DeJong and Mr. Juan Alvarez please join me here at the podium? These two gentlemen are new administrators to the secondary team, and I'll begin with Sean DeJong. Sean has been assigned the position of intermediate school assistant principal at Walton Intermediate School this year. He has worked in the district for the past 10 years. He worked as a teacher at Doig from September 2007 until June 2013. He then served as a teacher on special assignment with our K-8 Bechtel grant, assisting in math professional development in our K-6 and our 7-8 schools. Sean has extensive background in intermediate school programs and has both district and site level experience, and he is a definite asset to our 7-8 administrative team. Welcome, Sean DeJong. And I'd also like to add, because you know we're all a big team at our schools and as a family, and he's also joined here this evening by the principal of Walton Intermediate, Mrs. Jan Cody. Thank you for joining, Sean. Standing next to Sean is Mr. Juan Alvarez. Juan has been assigned to the position of high school assistant principal at Santiago High School this year. Juan has worked in the district for the past 13 years. He has been a teacher, a special education teacher, actually beginning at Cook Elementary, beginning in September 2004, and then moving to Ralston Intermediate from September 2008 through October 2014. Juan then served as a teacher on special assignment in the Office of 712 Instruction from 2014 through 2016, leading in the role of also serving as a BITSA induction TOSA in our personnel department as well. Juan has extensive background. Thought I could handle it tonight, Mr. Wynn. Sean has extensive background in supporting self-regulatory programs such as AVID, Academy, and Special Education. Juan has background in high school programs and is well respected by the colleagues, parents, and community members at the school he serves. I'm proud to announce Mr. Juan Alvarez and Mr. Sean DeJong to our team. I might also add, in family style here, we also have his administrative team joining him this evening. His principal, Mr. Mike Kennedy, Principal Santiago High School, joined by Assistant Principal Holly Jefferson and Assistant Principal Judy Kirksey, the Santiago team.
Good evening, President Nguyen, board members, and Dr. Mafi, staff, and guests. It's my first time in front of the podium, so I'm a little nervous. I have three new administrators that I'd like to introduce, so if I could please ask Wee, Tao, and Matt to come up and so I can introduce all of these wonderful men. I'm going to start with Wee. This is Wee Tran. And we is a product of our very own Garden Grove schools all the way through. He attended Clinton, Doig, and Santiago. We graduated from Santiago in 1998. Following that, we received his bachelor's in psychology from UC San Diego and his master's in school counseling from Cal State University of Long Beach. We joined the Garden Grove team in 2006 as a counselor at La Quinta High School. While at La Quinta, we earned his doctorate from Cal State Fullerton in educational leadership. In 2016, we joined the Office of 712 Instruction as a counselor on special assignment. In February of 2017, we were grateful to have we join the third floor team, and he serves as the program supervisor for the Office of Student Services, and he's a wonderful, wonderful asset to our team with his background. So welcome, Wee. Next, I have Tao To. Tao currently serves as a program supervisor on the third floor. He is a first-generation Vietnamese American. His parents came to the United States in 1978. Tao graduated from UC Irvine with a bachelor's degree in psychology and a minor in education. He earned his teaching credential and master's from Cal State Marcos, and he began his teaching career at a non-public school working with students with autism. In 2013, Tao earned his board-certified behavior analyst certificate and then began working with Behavioral Health Works in Garden Grove. Tao joined Garden Grove Unified School District as a behavior TOSA in 2015. In the fall of last year, he was promoted to a program supervisor, and he works with all of our schools and supports our students with behaviors and all of the teachers and families, and we're really lucky to have him on our team. So please welcome Tao. I didn't call you a doctor. I have Dr. Matt Lambert to introduce. Dr. Lambert is our new director of special education. Matt joined the Garden Grove team in 2001, teaching science and AVID at Rancho Alamitos High School after receiving his master's in secondary education from Biola University. While at Rancho, Matt also coached water polo and swimming and earned a second master's degree in educational leadership. In 2009, Matt joined the Office of 712 Instruction as a teacher on special assignment, where he supported all of our 712 special education teachers. In 2011, Matt moved to La Quinta as an assistant principal and served there for 3 years, and then in 2014 moved to Bell Intermediate School to serve as principal. While at Bell, Matt earned his doctorate in educational leadership from USC, and we're thrilled that Matt joined our team on July 1st as our new director of special education. So if you could give my wonderful team another round of applause.
Good evening, President Nguyen, Board of Trustees, Dr. Mafi, staff and guests, community members. It is my pleasure to introduce the three new administrators over the past year to the business office. So if I could have Roxanne, Rosa, and Scott join me. So I'll start off with Roxanne. So Roxanne Lentz is our new Assistant Director of Business Services, with her focus in fiscal operations on the fiscal side of the house. So she works directly with Janelle, who of course Janelle Simpson is here. Roxanne has worked for the district since April of 2000. Prior to becoming an administrator, she had held various positions within business services, her most recent being that of fiscal services coordinator. Before becoming part of the GGUSD business services family, Roxanne worked in the accounting area and private industry for over 10 years. So welcome, Roxanne. Next is Rosa Gonzalez. Rosa is also a new assistant director of business services, but her focus is on the operations side of things. So Sal Sanchez, our director of business services, is here to support her. As she works very closely with him to manage the operations side of the business house. So Rosa has a little bit different path. She has quite a bit of experience in the district. Rosa's career began with GGUSD in October of 1999 as a bilingual instructional aide at Skylark Elementary School. A year later, she promoted to bilingual testing clerk and worked at the Assessment and Registration Center, or what we refer to as the ARC. She left GGUSD in 2004 and to hold various private sector accounting and payroll positions, but she returned in 2007 and has been a GGUSD employee ever since. She's held various positions in payroll and budget, with her most recent being payroll supervisor. Rosa manages the purchasing, records, and district warehouse operations for the district. So welcome, Rosa. So last but not least, we have Scott McCarthy. Scott, please step forward. Scott is our new manager of maintenance and operations. Scott is represented here by, Javier's here. Javier Rodriguez, the director of maintenance, operation, and transportation, who he works very closely with to manage the various departments within M&O. So Scott has worked for the district since October of 2008. Prior to becoming an administrator, Scott has held various positions within M&O, his most recent being that of construction supervisor. His responsibilities focus more on the maintenance side of maintenance and operations, including the departments of construction, mechanical, paint, and structural. Before becoming part of the GGUSD family, Scott worked in a family-owned construction business for over 30 years. So he has a very strong construction background. So I'm pleased to have them as new administrators to the business team, and they've been wonderful to work with. So, welcome.
Good evening, President Nguyen, members of the board, Superintendent Mafi, staff and guests. Today it is my pleasure to introduce our new coordinator of the Office of Evaluation and Research. So if I can please have Mark Vosper come up to the podium. So So Mark works directly under John Marsh, who is here. He is his supervisor. And he comes to us with 14 years of experience, his experience being in elementary. He worked at two elementary schools in our district, Bryant and Heritage. He also has experience as an intermediate school teacher in the AVID program and math at Doig Elementary School. He also taught computers there, so strong there in technology. Most recently, he was also a math TOSA in the Office of Instruction, 712 Instruction. Thank you, 712 Instruction. And Mark's areas of expertise are in math and technology and data, which fit perfectly in his role in the Office of the Department of Evaluation and Research, where he helps with trainings and support for state assessments, and he creates district-wide data reports to help schools make data-driven decisions. So as an essential member of our team, please welcome Mark Vosper.
Okay, we're gonna take a little short recess to take a picture of our new administrator. I'm gonna invite all new administrator to come up. Hope we can take a picture with you. I was too excited to welcome a new administrator. I forgot to go to the routine, which is to approve the minute from the last meeting. We can go back to do it now. Sure. So there's a minute of the last meeting on August 15th. Every member has given a copy. Does anyone have any comment, change anything to the minute? Hearing none, I'd like to call for the vote.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Aye.
Mrs.
Blanco?
Aye.
Mr. Hyman?
Aye.
Aye. We finished section item number three already. It was on the permanent hearing presentation and report. Now we're moving on to item number four, so with the administration. We have 4A to C. I need a motion.
I make a motion that we take items four A through C. Thank you.
Second the motion.
Thank you. Item 4A is to the second reading of the new and revised board policies on student wellness, school construction and district facility, and suicide prevention program. Can I ask for a motion to waive the reading of those regulations? Can we ask for a motion to waive the reading?
Sure. Yeah. I move that we waive the reading.
Yeah. Yeah, so need a second?
Yeah. A second?
Need a second. Well, okay, then we wait reading because otherwise we have like 15 pages to read. Okay, item 4B is to approve the recommendation to approve the inter-district attendance agreement for physically and severely handicapped students for the period of school year 2017 and 18. Item 4C is to approve the cooperative agreement number 30431 with the Department of Rehabilitation to allow some services between provided to the special education student at Bolsa Grande, Garden Grove, La Quinta, Los Amigos, Pacifica, Rancho Alamitos, and San Diego for the school year starting from July 1st, 2017 to June 30th, 2020. Any comments, questions? Hearing none, I call for the vote on item number 4A to C.
Aye.
Mr.
Hardin?
Aye.
Mr. Blanco?
Aye.
Mr. Hardin?
Aye.
Mr. Nguyen?
Aye. Item 5 is on the programs and instruction. We have 5A to C.
I move to approve items 5A through C.
Second.
Thank you. Item 5A to approve the to allow the school district to participate in the Art Master Inc. to provide instructional art program at some elementary school site for the school year 2017 and 18. Item 5B is to allow the school district to participate with Girls Incorporated of Orange County to provide services and programs focusing on stress management, nutrition, fitness, body image, leadership skill, and career exploration at no cost to the district for the student for the grade level 7 to 12. Item 5C to approve a number of the school districts, district event. At this time, we have requests from Pacifica High School to allow 35 ROTC cadets to attend the National Junior ROTC Basic Leadership Training during a period from September 22nd to 24th this year. The second event is to approve the request from Ralston Intermediate School to allow eighth grade students to participate in a Washington, D.C. trip during a period of June 23rd to 27, 2018. Any questions, comments on any of those items? Hearing none, I call for the vote. Item 5A to C.
Mrs. Wynn?
Yes.
Mr. Monica?
Aye.
Aye. Mr.
Harden?
Aye.
And Mr.
Wynn? Aye. Item 6 is on business. We have 6A to H.
I move we approve items 6A through H.
Second.
Thank you. Item 6A to approve the resolution number 9 to establish the GAN appropriation limit. Required by government code, section 7910. Item 6B, it approved the annual statement of receipt and expenditure for the school year 2016 and 17. Item 6C is to authorize the district to use the Alvin Union School District bid number 13-14-0001 for the purchase of the school furnishings, office furniture, and accessory with an option of 4 years, a 4 1-year extension. Item 6D is to approve or authorize the district to use the Capistrano Unified School District bid number 1718-10 for the purchase of fresh bread and bakery products from Galasso Bakery. Item 6E is to extend the authorization to use the Newport Mesa Unified School District bid number 114-15 for the purchase of school and office supply with the contract in effect from March 24, 2017 to March 23, 2018. Item 6F is to approve the extension of agreement for the Vision Service Plan which provide a vision insurance service for the district at a cost of 12% on pay claims. This will extend the agreement with the Vision Service Plan to provide Vision Care Plan administrative service only for the period of October 1st, 2017 to December 31st, 2017. Item 6G to approve the use of one district bus and a bus driver for the City of Santa Ana 39 Annual Fiesta Patriots for the year 2017. Coming up on Sunday, September 17, 2017, which district will participate. On item 6H, need to approve the purchase order and check for the total amount of $21,855,912.77. Any comments, questions? Hearing none, I call for the vote on item 6A to H.
Mrs. Wynn?
Yes.
Mr. Monahan?
Yes.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye.
And Ms. Bailey?
Aye. Item 7 is on personnel. We have items 7A to C. I need a motion.
I'll move 7A through C. I'll second.
Thank you. Item 7A to approve the certificate personnel report. Item 7B to approve the classified personnel report. And also on item C to approve the recommendation for appointment of a member of the for the personnel commission. This time, I would like to the board intend to reappoint Ms. Bernice Flatdebo to the new 3-year term on the personnel commission. Any comment, question on item 7A to C? Hearing none, I call for the vote on item 7A to C.
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye.
And Ms. Bailey?
Aye. Coming down to the last item on the agenda, which is closing and comment by the member. First, we begin with Ms. Jesus Gonzalez, our new student board member. All right, Mr. Gonzalez, you can make any statement and announcement now.
I'm Jesus Gonzalez. I was formerly at Hare, and now I gained enough credits to return as a senior to Rancho. I'm on the cheerleading team. I'm also very honored to be able to be sitting with such amazing people who help our district grow as students and peers. I'm also honored for being chosen by the students who voted and believed in me, because a lot of people wouldn't believe in me to become the student board rep because I came from Hare, and to a lot of people that's a bad thing. But many people did believe in me, and that's what helped me reach where I am today.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Gonzalez. Ms. Nguyen?
I want to congratulate all the new administrators today. I know that they earned the way to where they are today. It wasn't an easy step, but many hard steps to get to where they are today. So congratulations to them. Want to welcome back all the students and the teachers into the new school year, and good luck to all the students. And hopefully all teachers will get everything they need to bring the education, the high standard education that we have already provided in Garden Grove to the students this year.
Thank you, Ms. Nguyen. Mr. Minetan?
Yes. Welcome, Jesus, serving here on the board with us, and also congratulations, and congratulations to all our new administrators. It was good to get to meet a little, some of them outside earlier, and I actually had met some of them previously, so it's really good to see them, and good luck for them for their new positions. On August 18th, I was fortunate enough to go to the State of the District that was at the new Don Wash Auditorium. I was able to see our superintendent, Gabriella Maffi, speak to our staff with such passion and enthusiasm, you know, for the things that we are doing and the things that are coming up in the future. So it's really good to be able to see just all of them together. You know, we come from so many different schools and so many different positions. The team all together like that is very powerful, and it shows a lot about our district. So that was really nice. August 28th, I was able to visit Santiago for their welcome breakfast. So I went ahead and I called up Mike Kennedy and I said, hey, I got to go and welcome everybody. And we got to start this new year strong. And it was really good to see all the educators and all the staff members there. They're very excited. And one of the things that I pointed out was in regards to the Gates Foundation video that was posted. You know, I told them, you guys really need to feel proud and honored about the work that you're doing day in and day out. And regardless if there's a video or not, or if there's thousands of people that are looking at some of the great things that you're doing, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. And they're a really great team. And it was good to see the new assistant principal as well. Yesterday was Labor Day, and we paid tribute to America's workers and remembered those who have fought to preserve workers' rights throughout the year since the beginning of our country. And I hope everybody enjoyed their Labor Day. Speaking about America's unions, I want to thank CSEA and CTA state leadership for sending out statements to their locals in support of our DREAMers, aka our DACA program. Me personally, I just want to state that I stand firmly against Trump administration for their decision on overturning the DACA program. This decision will have a great impact on all Garden Grove USD families and in the community in many, many ways that we can only begin to imagine. DACA has enabled many of our graduates to become even greater contributors to our society than people may already think. Unfortunately, this move has left distrust between immigrant communities like ours and our federal government. As always, I would like all of our staff to be mindful when speaking to our students and families. Let's try to be there for them and show them a great deal of compassion. Opening up spaces of dialogue will hopefully bring light in these dark times. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan. Mr. Rocco.
Not Mr. or Mrs. I'm just teasing. The ribbon cutting at the Don Wash Auditorium was amazing. I'm just in awe. It's like in a new house or a new, very exciting. And it was really great going back the next day to put it into use by going to our State of the District, the opening, and having our keynote speaker, Dr. Moffey, and the enthusiasm among everyone to start this new year. And so many schools that have been modernized. For me, passing Pacifica quite often and Wakeham through the summer, every time I went by, it was like, oh, that building's been gutted. Then the next time, oh, it's done, and they're on the next one. I'm just fascinated at how quickly and how quickly, and yet I know it's been difficult with the heat, and for some of our community members, they think that we're not moving fast enough. I wish I had a video camera each time I went by, because so much goes into doing that, and they were working on the weekends, so my hat is off to anyone and everyone, and even our own M&O, and all of the behind-the-scenes people it takes to make that happen and have those classrooms ready for September. Very, very proud of all of them. And I'm sure that our students and our teachers are very excited to be in their new homes. Definitely a big welcome and congratulations to our new administrators. And I wish them the best of luck this year. They're very enthusiastic and very, they're all in the right place, I can tell. Also welcome, Jesus. And I wish you the best of luck. You're going to grow and learn a lot, and we're going to learn a lot from you, I'm sure. And in regards to our families and students right now who are in a position of uncertainty, I'm so happy that our Family Resource Center is open. We have parent and community outreach, and our staff and our administrators are here for the kids, and we always have been, and we will continue to do so. And as board members, I'm sure we are all in the same place with knowing that we also want to do our part in supporting our families and supporting everybody else that's out there trying to support our families.
Thank you. Mr. Mm-hmm. Hardin?
Well, it became really clear to me that school was back in session at 3:00 Friday afternoon when I was trying to drive up Bouchard past Ethan Allen and then past La Quinta on the way home. It's good to see school back in session and see that things appear to have gone pretty smoothly as we opened up this year. A couple other things. It was really rewarding to see the recognition from the Gates Foundation and to see that video. And there are a few of you sitting in the room here tonight who should be patting yourselves on the back for the role that you played. And you know who you are. I don't have to name names, but there are several people here that have played a role in really taking a school that shouldn't necessarily, according to conventional wisdom, be having that kind of success and making it successful. And that's something that's happened over a period of time, and it's something that we're really proud of here on the board and as a district. So give yourselves a pat on the back, everybody who's played a role in that. And if I tried to name people, I'd leave somebody out. So you know who you are. And one other point tonight I want to kind of reiterate from probably the other side of the political aisle, a couple of the things Mr. Muñetón sent. Our overwhelming task is to provide a safe environment for kids and for them to know they're safe, and for their families to know they're safe on their campuses. We made a very strong statement. We communicated that very strongly at the beginning of this year. And I think it's very important for us to continue to communicate that regardless of what might have happened in Washington today, that commitment from our board, from our school district, hasn't changed. Nothing changed today, as far as we're concerned. So,
thank you, Mr. Harden. First of all, I really want to welcome Jesus to the board. I don't know if anyone told you, we trust you with the mission of being the eye, the ear, and the voice for the students. And you know, our school district is more like a service organization. So at the service organization, we need to know what our customer think. And the students are our direct customer. And we have a mission. We have to educate them, help them. But we also have to know what they think and what they worry about, what they're concerned with. So I would like to see if you can help us being that role for us, being the eye, the ear, and the voice. And with that, it's very important. And I know you take a lot of time. Well, will be a regular meeting here when your friends are doing something else more exciting. But you here will be spending time with us. It will be a lot of time for doing that. But thank you very much for taking up that challenge and sit here with us to join in the very important mission we're doing here. And also, I want to join with our college to welcome a new administrator who come on board to help us now. But as excited I am to welcome a new administrator, I'm very excited, grateful for all administrators coming back. And we know you come back and you're doing a lot of wonderful things. I know a lot of you didn't have time, didn't do that during the summer too. So you get back into getting ready for the new school year already. We have a new exciting school year. There's more of the new stuff coming in. Speaking of a new thing, we are ready to open our stadium, the Mansour Stadium, this Friday. It's going to be quite a big event. I want to invite everyone, if possible, come out and join us and witness the opening of the very wonderful thing at Gando High School this Friday. And that it's Friday, September 8th, 6 o'clock. Maybe come early because the parking will be crazy if you plan to come at all. And also, I'm looking forward to the opening of the Vietnamese dual immersion, as well as continue on the Spanish dual immersion. So that is our two dual feature program, and we're looking forward to see how those programs play out in next coming year. And we have so many things going. Sitting here today, I'm still, last few days, I'm really amazed at how our school and facility and the student, the staff, and teacher come to place. From the new school year, without even a hitch. I know I was here on the first day meeting with Dr. Murphy. It's so quiet. I thought that would be going crazy. There's a lot going on, but it's so quiet. Went to the meeting, nothing really happened. And on that day, I'm very amazed. Every year, and I've been here for so many years, and all those years, I think you should be very, a lot of things can go wrong on the first day, but I don't recall anything that really went wrong. I got nervous. Summer school is still working the last few days. I did call and check if Rosin was ready, and she says, it's all set to go, don't worry. Because I saw some people still working in another school before the school started, so I get all right. So that's good to know, and kudos to our facility staff and Mr. Rick Nakano. I mean, especially you, you're overseeing all that, and commend you on that. Especially in some family challenge time too, and you got it all in place. So I appreciate that very much. And I can't imagine what would happen if school is not ready and even for one day. So I don't know that. So I don't know.
And
Luckily, we haven't had to learn.
I hope we're not we're getting too very complacent on that, but nothing happened.
No.
Just rolling, yeah. I enjoy that amazing, exciting time there. Okay, that's all my comments, and I'd like to announce our future meeting. The next one will be on September 19th. There will be a study session starting at 5 o'clock, and a regular meeting will continue at 7. And the one after that will be October 3rd. And again, we have the study session will be a closed session at 5 p.m. and then continue on with the regular meeting at 7 p.m. With that, before I adjourn, I want to say Andrew is in the room. So my son is in the room. Sorry, son. Sorry. Thank you very much for coming, Andrew. So I hope. All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Yeah. I always get nervous when he's up to something I don't know.
Adjourned. Okay.